Hey everyone, this is Miss Self Love, and today's episode is going to be called Single Season. Now, this episode is very important, as all the episodes, because I do have to explain to people that your singleness is a season and it's not forever, because the universe won't allow it to be forever. Now, you know, Miss Self-Love, I talk about, I'm very big on standing up for yourself, self-love, not letting people play with you, not staying in toxicity, standing firm to your belief and your boundaries. Yes, I am, and I'm always going to be like that, because that's what self-love is about. But, you know, you guys have never heard me say anything like, oh, you know, I don't need a man, or, you know, I don't need this and I don't need that and I'm good alone. I don't even talk like that. I don't manifest that in my life. I manifest my husband. Everyone that listens knows that I manifest my husband. I tell you to manifest your future partner. I have episodes, you know, go back to episode 1 on your purpose partner and things like that. But a big part of manifesting your future spouse and finding your purpose partner is loving yourself and finding your purpose. That's how you find your purpose partner. So I have explained that, you know, in many episodes. So, you know, I don't ever, you'll never hear me say or agree with anything like I don't need a man or I don't need a woman or women are bad or men are bad or I'm good alone. Like, I don't talk like that because that's pushing away what I am eventually looking for, you know. And when you're manifesting your purpose partner, you know, you're not manifesting it for the present or the next day, but for the future, because you're going to move into the future. So, you know, it's very normal. Usually when people talk like that, you know, it's a bitter tongue and it's a bitter heart. So, you know, it's definitely important to heal first. Because I don't want anyone going around talking like that, because you're pushing away love. And that's not what we do here. That's not what I communicate. I don't communicate that to people. I don't want people talking like that around me, because that's not how I roll. Even the same thing with money. You know, I'm broke or I don't need money. I don't want to be around nobody that's saying they don't need money. I don't believe in that up in here, okay? Money is a tool. And that is it. What you do with the money, when you help yourself so you can help other people, you're using that tool accordingly. So I don't play with none of that stuff. I don't need money. I don't need a man. That is not how I talk, okay? I understand what they mean. You don't need one. Of course, you can take care of yourself. But at the end of the day, we all need each other in some way, shape, or form. So let's be serious. We're all humans. We all need each other. It is what it is. Just because you had a couple of bad relationships, that's what taking time, your single season is for. Taking time to love yourself and reevaluating yourself so you won't be back in that same situation again. And that's why this is a single season. Like, you'll never see me hashtag team single or anything like that, because I'm not team single, whatever that means. I am in my single season. And it's only a season because the universe wants you to be with somebody at some point in time. So, you know, I just wanted to get that message out there to everyone that your single season is very important. You also don't have to run around worrying about dating and making dating your first priority during your single season like a lot of people want you to. It's like people can't let you live and be single. You know, so you're going to run into a lot of dating apps and a lot of dating this and things like that. And, you know, that's absolutely fine. But just know it is okay to just soak in your single season. I might change this to soaking in your single season. It's okay to soak in your single season and be loving and soaking it and loving and manifesting your future partner at the same time. Yeah, so let me repeat that. So soak in your single season and manifest your future purpose partner at the same time. You can do both. That's what I'm doing. Because I'm soaking in this season. This season is abundance for me. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm soaking in it. All right. But at the same time, yes, I'm manifesting my future partner. I'm becoming who I want my partner to be. Getting my health right. you know, eating my vegetables, drinking my water, back in the gym, because I want my future partner to be healthy, because I know that it being healthy is not only about physical, it's about your mental. Anything that has to do with your physical affects your mental, period. It's not just about, oh, getting in shape. It's about getting your mind in shape when you being healthy. So, you know, I had to be, you know, get back on my health and stick to it, because I want my future partner to understand that this is very important for your mental well-being, not only your physical well-being. So, you know, things like that. Be who you want to attract during your single season and just reevaluate all of that. My self-love journals also help with this. You definitely can email me about these self-love journals, and I'll get that out to you so you can reevaluate yourself during this single season. My email is ms.selflove@gmail.com for your self-love journals. And of course, y'all know about my program, the Back to Self-Loving in 30 Days. If you're struggling with this, it's a program on audio that I can send to you, and I walk you through each day of the 30 days so you can get back to self-love again in 30 days. And definitely I can help out with that, because you can email me about that program as well. Because I don't want anyone walking around with a bitter tongue and a bitter heart. You're pushing away your future because you still haven't gotten over the past. And that's not what we do around here for 2020. But yes, I'm always gonna go hard about you standing up for yourself and your beliefs and your morals and your values in a healthy manner, not a bitter manner. Okay, so I just wanted to get that message across to everyone that that is not what Ms. Self-Love stands for, or I don't want anyone else to stand for any bitterness or negative talk. Okay, we're on manifesting talk for 2020 and getting ourselves together for ourselves, and yes, for your future partner. Get yourself together for your future partner and make this world a better place, you know? So thank you for listening, everyone, and have a nice day.